Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Larry Jin, Program Manager for Microsoft Teams, and I'm really excited to talk to you today about building a bot for Microsoft Teams. As you've seen from the previous videos, you've already gotten a taste of building a simple app for Teams, building a tab application that allows you to surface your content within a tab canvas, and how to notify your users using connectors and notifications. I'm here today to talk to you about how to build a bot. Now, we've all heard about bots, whether it's digital personal assistants like Cortana, or smart home devices, or chatbots and communication products like Skype. But the question is, how do you build a bot that is engaging, intuitive, and useful for your customers in an enterprise context, especially in a collaboration product like Teams? Well, we're going to give you an example today of an app that uses some of the new capabilities and richer functionality of the Microsoft Teams platform to light up your bot. Now, most of the functionality is going to be available in developer preview for build. Let's check out our sample app again. If you recall from the previous videos, we've already added some basic functionality like tabs and notifications. So we're able to surface up the rich content in a tab so that you can see the tasks, for instance, and using notifications to engage your users. Now let's take a look at how you can add bot functionality to this app so that it's more engaging conversationally. And remember, bots is all about getting tasks done in situ, in conversations. So let's take a look at some of the functionality. So I start by at mentioning this bot in a channel. So I say, at sample app. Now you notice here, one of the cool new features that we added is the concept of a bot menu. So you can actually take a look at all of the commands that this bot supports. This is a new feature that allows you as a developer to define the top-level capabilities of your bot and surface that to the end user. So when a user is using your bot, they don't have to remember what commands this bot support and have to type out the full thing. They can just very easily complete a command right here. Now you'll see that this sample bot has replied with a message in the channel, and it's given me some help tips. Let's try one of these commands. So create, I'm going to create a marketing task. Now the bot comes back with a card. In this case, it's a rich card that contains a title, subtitle, some descriptive text, and an image. It's also got some buttons here. Now in this particular case, if I click the assign to me, it actually refreshes the card. This is an awesome new feature that we've added to the bot platform to allow you as a developer to actually dynamically update the content of the card inline so that you don't have to send a new message and users really get that more interactive feeling with your bot. Now, one of the things that is really powerful about building a bot for Teams is that because it's part of the overall app, you're able to use some of the other capabilities. So I already showed you the tab over here, the design tab, which contains a list of tasks. Now, how do you bridge these two experiences? Well, let's go back to our sample app. So I type the name of the bot, and I say link, and I give it the name of the tab. Now, the bot, in this case, replies with a simple message that encodes a deep link. When I click on this deep link, it takes me into that tab. So this is a really cool way for you to be able to construct experiences that bridge the content that you send back from your bot with the tab. So you can deep link into entities, you can deep link into content, and it goes directly to that content within your tab. Now, what we've shown here so far is a relatively simple example of how you can add value through a bot for Microsoft Teams. It replies to basic text commands, but you know, depending on the scenario, you may want to add some more intelligence or more natural language to your bot. And this is where Microsoft's cognitive services can come in handy. With technologies like Lewis.ai, you can easily add natural language processing to your bot so that you can do things like detect intents and entities and process that natural language from your users when they send it messages. Additionally, you can also integrate with the Microsoft Graph APIs so that you can get additional context and make your bot feel more intelligent by getting information like the team members and their profile, as well as their SharePoint files. Now let's talk a little bit about how we built this bot and brought it to life. Let's start by looking at the bot framework. So because all of our bots are powered by the Microsoft Bot Framework, I want to show you this example here. I've registered this bot on the Bot Framework website, and I've given it some basic information like the name, profile, and I've also registered the messaging endpoint, which is the API that will get hit when a user sends your bot a message. Additionally, I've also obtained the app credentials, like the app ID and the secret, which I'm going to need later when I code my bot. And then lastly, I've enabled the Microsoft Teams channel, of course, so that it functions within Teams. Let's take a quick peek at some of the code behind here. Let's start with the manifest file. So you've seen in previous videos that the manifest is where you declare your app's functionality as well as most of its metadata and properties. So we've got the developer information, the name of your app, description, icons, and so on. You can see here the content from the previous videos declaring the capabilities such as tabs and configurable and gallery tabs. Now you'll notice that we've added a new section for bots. This is where you declare, of course, the bots for your app. You'll notice that I've added this bot ID, which is the same value that we got from the bot framework. So this is the app ID that we registered. We've set the isNotificationOnly to be false, which means that this is a fully interactive two-way bot. And we've also declared that it works both in Teams and channels, as well as the personal scope in one-on-one chat. Lastly, you'll also notice that we declared all of the commands that this bot supports. So you saw earlier when we had that cool new bot menu, well, this is where you set it up and you declare all of the different commands that your bot supports. And so this manifest is just a really simple update, and with a few lines, you've added your bot declaration. So now let's peek at the actual code behind here. This example is in Node.js, but of course we have C# and .NET support through the bot framework as well. The high-level structure of this is that you've got basically a method here that is invoked whenever a user sends a message to your bot. So this is a callback that's listening on this particular endpoint on a particular port, and when a user sends a message, it hits this code block. Now, I won't go into too much detail, but the high-level gist is that this simple piece of code looks at the user message, and it looks at basically the text in it. You know, is the user trying to create a task? Are they trying to get help? Are they trying to create a deep link? And then there's a catch-all in case the bot doesn't understand what the user is trying to do. Now let's drill into this section. You saw earlier when I created a task that it sent back a card. So we have a simple helper method, send card message, down here below. So all we're doing here is generating a card object and assigning basic properties like the title, the subtitle, some text, some images, and adding a set of buttons. You'll notice that we have one particular button which, when triggered, actually updated the card. The method for updating the card is a little bit above here, and all it does is take an existing message and post a new message over it, which then refreshes it inline. That's pretty much it for the code. There are some more helper methods below, but really, the key point is that with not that many lines of code, you can get a pretty interactive and pretty powerful bot up and running. Now, of course, your bot is going to have a lot more business logic than this, but I hope it gives you a good sense of the outline and structure, as well as how to take advantage of some of the capabilities that Microsoft Teams has to offer. I also want to show a couple of the ways that you can easily debug and troubleshoot your bot. So one of the cool tools that comes with the Microsoft Bot Framework is the emulator. I love this tool because, you know, instead of having to take your bot, deploy it on a remote service, and then hook up remote debugging, you can basically keep your bot running on localhost, and then using this UI, you can send it plain messages, and you're able to step through your code in real time. Another tool that I use to put this all together is something called ngrok. ngrok basically takes your localhost running service and actually exposes a public URL import that you can call into, which by setting up a secure introspectable tunnel. And so by putting together ngrok as well as the bot framework emulator, you're able to step through and debug your code just as if you were sending these messages from Microsoft Teams itself without having to run this remotely. One last piece I'll show is how to put this together and sideload it. So let's say you've got your bot, you've got the code, and you've got your manifest written up. Well, in this example here, you'll see that I've got this manifest file, I've got an icon, and I put it together into a manifest package. Now, when I go back into Teams, and I go to this team. I've already sideloaded, but that's okay. I can remove it and do it again. So I click sideload an app, select my manifest, sideload that to the team. And you can see here that we've switched up the icon a little bit, added some text, build 2017 demo bot, go into the channel, and I can start messaging it right here. So I can say build 2017 demo bot, and we've added some gag commands, help, sing a song, find a friend, tell a joke. Of course, none of these actually work, so I won't try them. Hopefully now you've seen just how easy it is to get up and running and building a bot for your app in Microsoft Teams. Now, as always, all these features and more are coming to Developer Preview. You can check out the links in the description in order to get more information, including documentation and the samples that we showed today. Thank you for watching this video on how to build a great bot for Microsoft Teams.